Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Well, joining us today, we have Barb Spees, Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. Now, Barb, we talked a little bit before the show and about New Year's resolutions and the holiday, and that kind of fits in with the mission office, doesn't it?
It does. You know, many people really like to start their year off with a list of resolutions. You know, I want to lose weight, I want to read more, or improve my fitness, or I'm going to be organized. This year is a really special year for all of the Felician ministries across the country. It's been 150 years since the Felician sisters first came here from Poland to Polonia, Wisconsin. So I'd like to look at New Year's resolutions from that mission point of view.
That's a little bit different on that. So what is a mission point of view? What would that mean for resolutions?
So we have these core values that the Felician sisters have given us. They remind us to treat each person with dignity, to have compassion, to promote peace and justice, to have solidarity with those who are in need, and to encourage transformation. But really, if you think about it, each individual has their own core values as well. So what if we focused on our values and our personal mission more than like a list of resolutions, and, you know, most of which we've probably already lapsed a little bit on, even this early in the year.
I guess we never looked at it from that point of view. And how do we refocus then on our own personal mission?
Well, you know, just like any organization works to create their own mission statement, you know, we can find those on everybody's website. Here's our mission. We can also individually sit down with a piece of paper and write out what our core beliefs and values are. Some of the questions we might ask are what is really important to you? What really matters in your life? How would you like to see people describe you? What kind of legacy do you hope to have? Mm-hmm. And as we jot those ideas down about those things, we can start to get a picture of what our own mission is. We can even get it down to like a basic sentence. Some examples could be things like, my mission is to take care of my family and those around me. Or my mission is to help others be comfortable and complete. Even my mission is to teach others things that will benefit them for life.
Okay, so we write this down, then how do we get this mission, and what do we do with it once we have it?
Well, I think a mission statement that's based on our list of values makes it a whole lot easier for us to remember than a list of resolutions that we've made, you know, sometime in January. I really ask myself, you know, is this an action that is something that's compatible with my mission? You know, our standard resolutions can be part of that. You know, if I'm healthier, then I'm more able to help people around me. Or if I'm organized, I can take on some obligations that meet the needs of others. Maybe even if I read more, I'll have more ideas about how I can best teach others. So I can seek out projects for my day or my week or even the whole year, looking at how they fit within my own mission.
Interesting. And if that mission is, say, for instance, I should be nice, that's something I've got to fit in everything I do each and every day then.
Right, exactly.
So, Barb, you and I were talking that this is also the 150th anniversary for the Felician sisters. What's going on with that?
In 1874, there was this Polish priest in Polonia, Wisconsin, which is near Stevens Point, and he wrote to Blessed Angela Truskowska back in Warsaw, and he was asking her if she could send some sisters to serve the immigrant population here. I mean, that's really how a lot of these sister congregations and Franciscan brothers and groups like that came to the United States. It was to serve immigrant populations from their home area. So she sent five women, and they traveled by coach, by train, by ship to get to Wisconsin. And they served this little parish of Polish immigrants and ran a school for the children. And eventually, these women and the many who joined them as time went on acted on their mission to create what's now called Felician Village here in Manitowoc. It's the first Felician ministry in the United States. And, you know, all of the ministries that they established across the U.S. and Canada are going to be celebrating this 150th anniversary of the arrival of the sisters over this next year. So it's really, for us, a great time to rededicate ourselves to our mission. At Felician Village, our mission is to continue the healing ministry of Jesus by providing compassionate care that respects the dignity of each person we serve.
That is fantastic. Hey, Barb, I want to thank you for joining us today. Let's talk again soon, and maybe we can compare New Year's resolutions.
Thanks. That sounds great. And I wish you the best on your own mission resolutions.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.